This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the RSS in New Delhi today. The centenary celebrations highlight the legacy of RSS, its cultural contributions, and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the RSS is working for nation building. He said the establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day 100 years ago was not just a coincidence, but it was resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contributions to the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that GST rate rationalisation by the government will have a direct impact on procurement in the defence sector. He termed the rate rationalisation a progressive step, saying that more procurements will become possible with the reduction of GST rates. The minister was addressing Defence Account Department Day 2025 in New Delhi today. The minister emphasised on creating an innovative ecosystem in the country to promote research and development-based technologies in the defence sector. He said the Accounts Department, as the custodian of the defence budget, plays a crucial role in guiding the facilitation of research and development. India and Uzbekistan have discussed measures to strengthen bilateral cooperation in the sphere of counter-terrorism. During the 9th meeting of India-Uzbekistan Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism, held in Tashkent yesterday, both sides examined threats posed by terrorist groups. The Ministry of External Affairs said that both countries exchange views on countering extremism and radicalization, combating financing of terrorism, and preventing the use of technology for terrorist activities. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening cooperation in multilateral fora, including the United Nations. The Reserve Bank of India has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal year to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% of the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the Reserve Bank of India had projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for the financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. Meanwhile, the RBI has kept the interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Lieutenant General Virender Vats today assumed charge as the Director General of the National Cadet Corps. Ministry of Defence said that Lieutenant General Vats was commissioned into 19th Kumaon Regiment of the Indian Army in December 1988 and served as the commandant at the Defence Services Staff College at Wellington. He will succeed Lieutenant General Gurbir Singh Pal. The death toll due to earthquake that hit the central Philippines has risen to 69. According to the Philippines Office of Civil Defence, the administration is still verifying the identities of the missing people, and they have been receiving reports that there are people still trapped in the debris. More than 150 people are injured following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast city of Cebu in the Philippines' central Visayas region last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives and widespread damage caused by the earthquake in the Philippines. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts and prayers are with the bereaved families. Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff celebrated its 25th Racing Day today. The Ministry of Defence said that Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff has supported the creation of new joint military structures and contributed to initiatives aimed at establishing integrated theatre-level mechanisms. It added that the services has advanced the country's preparedness in emerging domains such as city, cyber, artificial intelligence and space. Mahanavami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Mahanavami, also known as Durga Navami, is celebrated as the 9th and penultimate day of the Navaratri festival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Navaratri would bring good fortune, prosperity and success in everyone's life. India Met Center has predicted increase in rainfall with isolated heavy rainfall over northeast India from tomorrow till 4th of this month. In ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025, defending champions Australia won the toss and chose to bat against New Zealand at Holger Stadium in Indore today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.